Boston Food Radio. Hello, listening public. You're now listening to Say Something with me, Yassi Cody, on the Boston Food Radio. I am Yassi Cody, rapping for GGYT Dancer. Baby. Finally, after all these lonely hours, together we can fill our golden hour with a sweet sound of your voice. Can you hear me? Can you feel me? Understanding me? I only know if you are listening, if you call me and say something. Because if you see something, say something. I understand. And sometimes, if you can understand me, just shift around your antenna. Shift it around until you hear my soothing voice. And stand in that spot for the remainder of the show. Once you adjust your antenna right, then you will be here to clearly hear me for better forever. And also, if you call, you don't need to hear me on the radio. You can turn it off and just speak to me one-on-one together. And our golden energy will bind forever. Oh, my friend, I have not seen many things for the past weeks since last we spoke. I have been in isolation, forced into a cell. Or perhaps I should say, I have chosen to ignore everything I have seen because I feel it's too hideous for the words. The color orange is a front my usual way of dressing. I wish it was golden. But I think I'll organize a dance, cause we are all matching in our orange robe. A large dance number in the courtyard. It could fill the days with fun and laughter. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Which of these do I prefer to eat? I don't know. I hold my nose tight with my finger and quickly put the food into my mouth. My water tastes like metal, but I imagine I am drinking the liquid gold. The Diet Coke in the plastic 20-ounce bottle with caffeine. And rest assured, my drink is golden. And I repeat the 5 magic words. Jotunranjan. Omkar. Lalanga. Soham. Sanam. I have found my many friends here in the jail. They are loud and pushy. It's like they want to be king of the hill. And I just say, let it be. Let it be. Let it be, everyone. If we were all good, perhaps they let us go. And I can hear the bird again. Oh, my friend, I am hungry. I'm hungry to hear your voice. Yes, if you see something, say something. You can call me. I think I forgot that number. I'm sure you have it written down somewhere. I know it's like, begins with a 6. So just push 6 on your speed dial and you can reach me. You can reach me here, hidden under the sheet. I am casting my metal energy for you. Can you hear it? Oh yeah, I remember now. Oh, it's 617. That's what the number is. But there are more, I know. I can't remember right now. Maybe you know, and you can tell me. You can call me up and tell me what the number is so that I can tell you. And we can tell each other. And with that, we will go on and on. In a pretty circle, a golden circle. Oh, how I wish to have that golden circle with you. Please call me. It has been weeks since I spoke to anyone, and I am speechless for word. Like I was on a 3-week meditation journey of silence. Except instead of It's near the mountain top and the Buddhas. I was in my orange spandex bodysuit in a box. In a box. I do not know the days that have passed, or the hours. All I know is I was looking forward to being here with you. My mustache, it's grown, and I feel reborn. As my hands play with it, with the hairs twisting and turning. Twisting. Maybe I can raise some money for bail by charging a stroke of my hair to my fellow inmate. Oh, please call me now and share with me what you have seen for the past weeks. For I think it's been months, maybe years. But anything suspicious should be told to me so that we can remain safely sound in the houses of our mind. I want you to be my eye. I make a list of what you see. Of what you hear. Just call me. Do not be wary of each other. But know that the Yeti is wary of you. And that weight on your shoulder is the weight of the Yeti suffocating you and keeping you from breathing comfortable, cool breeze of night air. His way of this. He make you feel the one next to you is suspicious. Do not be scared. Listener, be a caller and call me now. I remember the number. I remember now. You can call me at 617-454-4237. That is the number to reach the golden energy with me. Let us link our minds, eye. Let us cross our swords and touch tips. We can drink from each other's vessel, the souls of all that are lost within. And we can hug each other telepathically. And you can breathe the minty humo that holds the passage ways of my throat. Call me and we can repeat the magic words together. Call me. Do not make me cry. Don't make me just sit here listening to myself. That's what I've been doing for the past weeks. Except I'm just listening to the voice in my head, which speaks to you now. I'm sure we all have many voices in our head, and they speak through your mouth. Let us share those voices together. You are not crazy. You are human. And that is a whale in the distance. Let's vibrate together at the higher frequency of gold. Let us make our heart of gold. I know your heart can produce it. Like a mist. Oh well, we hear cries of joy. How I missed you so. The sun lights up 1,000 courtyards. Take away the wall and see that it's all the same light. The same light. I just said for some dramatic effect. They always want to discipline me. All these people, all these Yeti, all these religions insist on the discipline to moderate the instincts of me, a brute man. I can understand that through self-discipline, all the saints and the mystics, they have asserted that they have attained the light of godhood. But such disciplines are a hindrance to the realization of gold. This is not a question of right or wrong. Don't get me wrong, and don't get me right. But what it is important is to find out the truth of the matter for ourselves. Not according to a particular saint or president of the United Nation, or to a Buddha or person that comes from an exotic place, because the more exotic, the better the berry. Discipline of the Yeti. But we are caught in between the two of no discipline or discipline line. What is discipline but a line, a boundary that we don't want? It keeps us from seeing the truth. And if you must discipline yourself, generally I know you will choose what is more convenient and satisfying. Most of us, we want someone in authority to tell us what to do. We look for a direction in conduct because we want to be safe and not suffer anymore. Someone is said to have realized happiness, bliss, or what you will, and we hope that he will tell us what it is to do to arrive there. That is what we want. We want the same happiness and the same inward quietness, joy. And in this mad world of confusion, we want someone to tell us what to do. That is really the basic instinct with most of us. And according to that instinct, we pattern our actions. We want to arrive at a particular goal, an end. think that by practice and discipline and suppressing or releasing, sublimating or substituting, pushing and pulling, we shall be able to find that which we are seeking. You have the Yeti nationally, economically, religiously, or socially. It is a fact. There cannot be peace. For the Yeti, he breeds isolation. And isolation is process of search for power. Because the Yeti and self are empty, dull, and weak. And those Yeti like to identify self with something greater, which is the desire for power, which breeds the isolation. And within the Yeti, he is cursed, because through very nationalistic, patriotic spirit, Yeti is creating a wall of isolation. He is so much identified with the Yeti country, with his country, with her country, that the Yeti builds a wall against another one. And this very resistance indicates that the Yeti is in conflict with the other. And this cannot bring about peace of world. Dossier, who is a nationalistic and talks of brotherhood, is telling lie. He is living in a state of contradiction. Can you live in a world without the desire for power, position, and authority? One does when one does not identify oneself with something greater. Again, I must say, the sun lights up 1,000 courtyards, and you take away the walls, and you see it's all the same light. We all bathe in the same light. And the Yeti wants to take it away. He will send a rocket to the sun and cover it from you to make you pay. He will take away the light of the moon and make you pay. He is fearful of the power that you have. Because we all have it. And if you knew that you had it, then what makes the Yeti but nothing and equal to ourselves and our brothers? The enemy is not the other, my friend. The enemy is you. You can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. I just want to hear your voice. I think I missed a call out there. I think I was lost in deep isolation, meditation, confrontation. But you can call me again and I will answer. Actually, our secretaries, they will answer. Because they are standing by. They are standing by with discipline. Which is actually resistance. Which creates a habit. And a hobbit can be your friend. Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, Rocky?
Hello, caller.
Do you remember me, Rocky?
Oh, yeah, caller, I remember you. What was your name?
Rocky, why has it been so long?
I know, caller, it's been like a year, I feel, or months.
I feel like I've been waiting by my phone, by my radio.
Yes.
Waiting for your voice to come out of it.
Thank you, caller. I tried so hard, but they put me in a box.
Oh, you're stupid at the party, Rocky. Sorry.
Goodbye, caller, and thanks for calling.
There's this woman who I saw
earlier today. You were scolding? Did you
happen? I saw her when she woke up from the bed and her hair looked like the bride of Frankenstein.
Do not be afraid of the brute. You do not want to tame the brute. Just let it be, my friend.
What are you wearing?
I can see for the discovery of what you're wearing. There is no path. I just see the golden light around your aura shining bright. And I definitely see some feathers. Are you wearing a boa?
No! I'm laughing!
Oh, caller. Caller, do you know what I'm wearing?
Are you feeling crazy, Rocky?
I'm wearing a big smile on my face. And a golden heart that shines for you.
Rocky, Rocky.
Yes, caller.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. I just heard my voice on the radio for the first time.
That's amazing, caller. Have you adjusted your antenna?
Maybe.
Are you standing still so that you can hear the frequency of my voice?
If you're in here, I have to stand on my tiptoes or hold my antenna in the air to be able to get your reception right.
I see, caller. And the truth is unknown. Okay, caller. Is your husband here? Oh, caller. Let us take a break. I fear that the caller is married to a Yeti who wants to bound and restrict her from reaching her true potential. We must all be given the freedom to reach our true potential. Mr. D can help you. He's got the gold. He's the man with the golden touch, Mr. D is. Hello, caller, you're on the air?
Oh yeah, how are you?
I'm good now that you are here, caller.
Yes, we have missed you for the past few weeks.
Yes, I don't even know how long it's been, but I missed you all too.
What were you doing in all that time?
I was sitting alone in a box, contemplating my life and watching my mustache grow.
You were contemplating your wife?
No. I was contemplating about a knife.
About the knife?
Yes.
Ah, that is very, very suggestive.
Yes, I don't know whether to use a butter knife or a bread knife.
I personally like bread knives. They're more versatile than butter knives. Butter knives, you can only spread butter.
Yes.
After the bread knife, you can spread butter and
yes.
And all sorts of confectionery drops.
It's true, caller, but we are only given the butter knife here. They have taken away our bread.
Oh, well, you have to make do with the butter knife.
Yes, caller. And it's very hard to cut the bread with only butter.
But I cut my bread with a bread knife.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a party, I like to lay out the cheese so that my guests can cut their own cheese. I do not like pre-cut cheese.
Oh, Many people do not like to cut the cheese. They do not like it.
No. And I do not like sliced cheese with a little piece of plastic in between them.
What is he?
Hello? Ballers? Are you there?
Yes,
yeah. I'm here, Rocky.
Oh, Color, it's amazing. I have created the conference call for the first time. We are
I'm honored to be part of this phone call three-way.
Yes, Color, it is a miracle.
I can barely feel my voice.
Yes, Colors. Can we touch hands together and feel the golden energy vibrate through us in our menage a trois?
Can we decide the magic word, Yaffe?
Yes, Color. Do whatever you want to do. We are in a state of fullness and emptiness.
Can you give us a chance to recite with you, Yaffe?
Yes, Color. Would you like to say the five magic words with me? Okay, Colors. You can say them, or would you like to repeat after me?
I would like to repeat after you.
Okay. Jot Naranjan. Let's do this again, Colors. Jomaranjan.
Jomaranjan.
Ankar.
Rarankar.
Sohan.
Sohan.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Okay, Colors, let's do it again, and then we'll say it together. Repeat after me one more time, Color.
Alright.
Jomaranjan.
Jomaranjan.
Ankar.
Ankar.
Rarankar.
Rarankar.
Sohan.
Voltron.
Satnam.
Satnam.
I think we are ready, Colors, to say them all together. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Jomaranjan.
Omkar.
Rarankar. Sohan.
Voltron.
Satnam. Jomaranjan.
All stars.
Rarankar. Sohan.
Voltron.
Hot. Oh, Colors, you are very good at this.
Thank you, Yaffe.
I want you to practice these magic words 30 minutes a day to begin with, and then increase it time to 2 hours a day as soon as possible. Repeat them in the exact order.
I will do this starting today, and so by the end of the week, I will be doing it for 8 hours a day.
Yes, and drink less of Diet Coke in the 20-ounce bottle of caffeine in the plastic bottle only.
Do you recommend the glass bottle or the plastic bottle?
Always the plastic bottle, so that you can be one with the frequency vibe.
If I was to get someone to spray from a soda counter into a plastic bottle, would that be fine, or do I have to buy it with the knife already
packaged color, because it has the exact frequency of the vibration of gold, which is close energy to the fifth dimension, which is where we were originally from. That is why you do not need to eat or drink anything else.
I will not yet eat. Thank you for your wisdom. And thank you for being here after a very long time that you were not.
Thank you, Paolo, for calling me. And your meditation chants of the magic words are coming along great.
I will start chanting everywhere that I go.
Thank you, caller. And you can call me next week and we can chant together in harmony, Sway.
That sounds lovely. I will do just that. Have a good week, Yasi.
Thank you, caller. Matapan.
Matapan.
I am so happy. That was so golden. I am beside myself with joy, and I produce a single golden tear from my eye because of my happiness and love for all of you out there. Because the truth can only come to the mind that is empty of the known and calm to a state in which the known is absent. And I have experienced the absence and the fulfillment of you. This is when the truth came, uninvited. But remember, the truth does not belong to you or me. You cannot worship it. The moment it is known, it is unreal. Like what I just experienced now. The symbol is not real. The image is not real. But when there is understanding and combining of the selves, then eternity comes into being, into the gold being. See something? Say something. And when you see someone who you consider happy or having realized any of the certain things, you wanting that happiness, imitate him. This imitation. It's discipline, isn't it? We imitate in order to receive what another has. We copy in order to be happy. Is happiness found through discipline? By practicing a certain chant or rule? Surely, there must be freedom for discovery. Must there not? Surely there must be freedom for discovery. Must there not? If you would discover anything, you must be free in word. See it? You get me going crazy. Are you free? Are you free by shaping your mind in a particular way, which you call discipline? Are you merely a repetitive machine, a copy machine, resisting according to a certain conclusion, according to a certain mode of conduct? Freedom cannot come through discipline, my friend. Freedom can only come into being with intelligence. And that intelligence is awakened that intelligence. The moment you see me, and the moment that you see that any form of compulsion denies freedom, inwardly, in and out.
See ya, baby. You.
I go crazy. I will be right here waiting for you.
Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you.
Do not be confused. I am here for you. Confusion is greed, anger, bitterness is confusion. When you get rid of your confusion, you will be free of them. Thank you all for your golden call, and I'm sorry for all the calls I did not get to or receive. I hope I can hear from you again next time, next week. This is the end for us. Now, coming soon. We will live on. Remember to meditate and drink your Diet Coke in a 20-ounce plastic bottle with caffeine. Don't be conditioned by external influences, doctrines, or beliefs, or by your own inward demand to arrive at something or to gain something that is very difficult for us to think, because we just create discipline. Get away from your discipline this week. From your habit and your desire. A conditioned mind cannot possibly be free, and therefore cannot understand reality. Gold, God, reality, call it whatever you will, the name does not matter. But it can come into being only when there is freedom. And there is no freedom where there is compulsion, positive or negative, or through fear. There's no freedom if you are seeking an end, especially if you are tied to that end. To be free from the past, but the future holds you, and that is not freedom. It is only in freedom that you can discover anything new.
If you see something, say something.